This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here on Fesco and Dusty, 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports, and your home for on Wednesday, we do the Fesco and Dusty poll.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
So let's hit it.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
I hate that stupid sounder. Pisses me off.
Fesco and Dusty Wednesday poll question. What is your confidence level of the Chiefs winning on Sunday against the Philadelphia Eagles?
100.
Are you 100 to 75% confident? Are you 75 to 50% confident? Are you 50 to 25% confident? Or are you 25% to zero confident? The poll results are in. 6.9%. Nice. are 75 to 100% confident.
What number percent?
6.9%.
Come on, guys, get confident.
That's 75 to 100. 75 to 50% confident is 20.7, so you can see where this is headed.
Yep.
50% to 25% confident is the leader in the clubhouse with 37.8. So if you're doing quick math, you know there's still a large number on the board. 25% to 0% confident is 34.6%. 347 of you have made your votes known. There are some comments. 35-0, go Chiefs, from Logan.
That's right.
Somebody says, this looks like it's Sarah, 73. I did the poll. Having said that, just want to say blank happens, and for this game, we are down with our prime receiver. If I did the poll with our team intact, I would say 100%. Now, if we had Rice, too, it would be 1,000%. We beat those guys. And then for Biles, man, people are not very confident. I went with 50 to 75%. And then somebody says, without a doubt, if you're not 100% confident, what kind of fan are you? And then the last comment from Peter says they're going to get they're going to get ran over. So again, the Fesco and Dusty poll on Wednesday, what is your confidence level of the Chiefs winning on Sunday against the Eagles at 3:25, which you can hear right here on 96.5 The Fan.
Is that direct confidence of how you feel about the rest of the year now? Are you going into the last 16 games of the year?
Don't give away next Wednesday's poll question. Oh. Is this team a playoff team? Yes or no? You always say work ahead.
That's right. No, it's you're absolutely right about that. But I think like if they win on Sunday, which they will, everybody's going to have a completely different attitude than we do today. It's amazing to me, and it will always be this way. And it was this way when I was a child. The mood is affected each week by what your football team does on Sunday. It's crazy how the winning and losing of your football team every week directly affects the mood around town. They win and they beat the Eagles. Next week is going to be delightful around town. Everybody's going to be happy again. Everybody's going to be in a great mood. We're back, baby. We didn't go anywhere. But you lose a football game and people just kind of meander around. It really does. It affects everybody's, you know, love of life for that week.
From the text line, those DBs are going to get torched. From the 816, I'm confident it's going to be a hard game, but let's kick some ass.
Yeah, it's going to be a very hard game. It's the NFL.
From the 785, there's no explanation for that sounder, like who and why. LOL. From the 620, I don't mind that sounder, but the one on Thursday, I turned my radio down.
Thursday. What is Thursdays?
Smash or pass?
Smash or pass with the udders?
Oh,
I'm milking a cow.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's great. You have to love that sounder because that's how you know if you win $50 at Booth Creek Wagyu.
And it's also Thursday. That means Friday's very, very close.
No doubt about it. All right, Mac. We're supposed to see if the text line is smarter than myself or Bob, which we know the answer is yes.
Yes.
Ooh, I like this.
Wow, this is smooth jazz.
Like this? Yeah, this is board game night music.
Oh, man.
Is that what you type? You type that in?
This I was like, music for trivia night, something, and then it kept coming up with music trivia, and this I was like, no.
The introduction to me having a lady over on the patio and having a cooler full of Surfsides. Hey, ain't no, should we not sit down? Have fun. Check out the view.
But there again, with AI and why it's so bad, you're typing in exactly what you want, and it's not even giving you anything close.
No, couldn't find it. Yeah, this is all I could, which is fine. This
music
will work.
For trivia. Trivia. Not music trivia.
No.
Keyword in there, AI.
Is the text line smarter than Bob or Dusty?
All right. So I give you a number from the Chiefs game, which was on Friday, an eternity ago now. But you guys have to guess what this number is or the text line does. Either of you don't, that's fine. I'll tell you what it is. We'll have a discussion about it. 90.7 is the number. 90.7 from this Friday's game against the Chadges where the Chiefs lost. 90.7, 913-586-7965.
All right, so text it in what you think is that number. I'm going to go with the first radio signal I was ever on, 90.7, KJHK, Lawrence, Kansas.
Nice. KJHK.
I like it. So 90.7, that's what I'm going with.
Okay, great.
I mean, I could go with some pro football focus rating, maybe. Like, that was the rating of the defensive backs on pro football focus.
Nope. Okay.
I'm going to go with one of two, and I'm probably wrong on both.
Okay.
Mahomes is QBR?
Nope.
Okay. And then my second guess is average yards given up on the run.
Yes, 90 points. No, it's not. We got Mahomes' PFF rating, Mahomes' QB rating, Justin Herbert's completion percentage. No. The percentage of time Spagnuolo was wrong. Okay, guys.
All right.
Worthy's weight.
That's funny. That's really funny.
90.7
Worthy's weight.
Mahomes passer rating. No. Mahomes QB. No. Josh Simmons grade. No, but he did have these.
Was that the overall on Semi-Pro Football Focus out of focus?
That was not. It may have been, but it's not my number.
Okay.
I'm talking about a different number.
The topic is the text line smarter than Bob or Dusty. We both got it wrong. The number is 90.7.
Yep.
We'll give you 30 more seconds to fill in your text. 913-586-7965. 90.7. What does that number implicate from the game against the Chargers on Friday night?
So now you're pulling out the Surfsides.
Mm-hmm.
You're on the porch.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, how you doing, sweetheart?
Yeah, now the Schwala gets introduced.
Okay.
And we find out real quick if she's down or if she's not. And if she's down, then the patio lights come on because the sun is set.
Okay, sun's setting.
Oh, man, I get a two-stepping now. You know what women love when you just randomly pull them in your kitchen to start dancing?
Oh, fantastic.
That's why my record player's in the kitchen. Oh, you have a record player? Mental note, we'll bring that back.
All right, do we get it?
We did not. Total first half yards, all that stuff. The number was
total first half yard
90.7. 90.7%. That is the percentage of yards that Mahomes accounted for the Chiefs. He was the leading rusher and obviously the leading passer. He accounted for over 90% of the Chiefs' total yards.
Let me ask you another question.
He's still him.
Yeah. What is a normal percent? Do you know what a normal percentage is
not
for a quarterback?
90.
So I don't know. That's a good question.
Thank
so I looked
you.
Up a couple others. Josh Allen, who mega night, right? Best night we've seen in a minute. 85, which is a sizable difference. 85, 90. No, that's a big difference. 5% is a big chunk. So we can
go
down.
What are you talking about? Like, say 65 plays in a game.
Yeah,
you know, 10% would be 6.5, so you're talking about 4 plays basically in a game. Yeah,
yeah, it could be a big difference. Yeah. So, I could do some more math on a couple of others there, but 90.7% basically. The reason I looked that up is because we've talked about Mahomes needing help. He can't always carry. Yes, he can. He's that good. But do you want that? No. Is the ceiling of this team rely on Patrick Mahomes? Sure. But is the ceiling of this team, could it be higher if the rest of this team could step up and maybe lift everyone else up around them and it's not just Mahomes doing everything? Absolutely. 90.7 is too high.
How much of that, though, is Andy Reid's fault by not allowing the running game to get going and handing it to Isaiah Pacheco handing it to Kareem Hunt? And, you know, Isaiah Pacheco only played like 47% of the snaps. So if we're talking about the amount that Mahomes was involved in, I'll counter that and say best player in the league. You want the ball in your best player's hand as much as possible, right? You want that guy making all the decisions. But every once in a while, you need to give it to somebody else to give that guy a break, both physically and mentally.
64.5%, that's the percentage for Lamar and the Ravens.
Mm.
Wow.
Well, yeah, Derrick Henry, and you utilized him, right?
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. Lamar Jackson had a running back, and he didn't have to do it all?
He didn't have to do
Weird.
Everything.
They still lost.
Still lost, not because of the offense, but
no,
yes.
No, yeah.
Well,
yeah, Derrick Henry. I mean,
well, yeah, because of a mistake.
Football.
Yeah, that's fair.
Big time mistake. I mean, and that's the NFL, man. One mistake changes the outcome of games all the time.
You talk about help for the Chiefs. I think Seattle needs help in the receiving core. I was telling you that stat earlier. JSN accounted for 84% of the receiving yards.
See, I would be more concerned about a number like that than I am about the Mahomes 90.7. That just tells me we need to work the running backs in a little bit more.
Hell yeah.
And also what it tells you is you got to be a little bit more balanced on offense, right? I mean, if your quarterback is getting you 91% of the yards, right? Is that what it was? 90?
He's, yep, 90.7, 91, yep.
Right, so 91% of the yards. That tells me as a defender, well, I'm just going all out after the quarterback every single time because the odds are well in my favor that it's going to be him trying to make a play. That's why you have to change that up. Keep that defense off balance more than anything.
I just hope we have a play where Mahomes puts Cooper DeJean on skates.
I do too. That
you
would
know
be
he
so
ain't
good.
Forgot. Look here, Rook, you got me in the Super Bowl. I'm going to get you real quick.
Yeah.
Over the top. To who, though?
It's Thornton. From the 816.
You forget that your co-host is an 816.
I am an 816, too.
That's awesome. Andy needs to retire now. We need to see Mahomes with a different playbook.
Coming up on the other side, week one.
You know what? Okay. I'm going to retire now. I'm done.
I told you about that topic I was putting together, Mac.
Crazy.
I told you. Week one grades coming out is where
people
we're at.
Are idiots. They really are.
And
you're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about.
Are people still afraid? The fear factor that the Chiefs carry anymore here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is George Karlaftis, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Diving back into it, text line not smarter than Bob and Dusty this week. Only Mac reigns supreme in the genius category.
Well, Mac had the answer.
Well, he created the answer.
That's right, yeah.
But we got to somehow pick his brain. So far, week one, 0-1 on the text line, 0-1 on B&D.
All right.
I did like a text down here. It was like, I know the guessing game's over, but how did no one guess at 90.7 that's the percentage chance that we bring Hardman back? That's a good one.
That's good.
But they haven't brought him back
yet.
Now, today's the first day of the week, you know, but you haven't heard anything.
Like, I know.
Literally, they did bring in some guy yesterday on the practice squad that nobody ever heard of, you know, at the wide receiver position. It's not even worth mentioning that, you know, some guy. But they haven't made those moves, and you would have thought, you know, leading up to where we are today, if they needed to make a move at that wide receiver position, they would have had a move made. And so I guess if we don't see anything today, I mean, it probably tells you they don't think the Worthy injury is as bad as it looked on Friday night, and therefore they're not going out and getting reinforcements for this team right now.
Obviously, they get back to practice today, so I'm sure that Cody and Gold will have that press conference going for you all.
Yep.
When they speak at the podium. You heard from Mahomes yesterday on CDOT Share the Drive. You'll hear from probably Andy Mahomes, and I'm going to guess Hollywood. That'll be the other guy that they'll have talk today. Because he had a pretty big game. Put him on the podium. 10 for 99. 49-yard reception, I believe, in that game against the Chargers.
Yeah, he had a nice day, man. Yeah. He really did.
But he dropped that big old pass.
After the first couple drops, he was fine.
Yeah,
he got it going.
He had 10 catches for 99 yards in a game that the whole game plan was thrown out the window because you lost your number one receiver that the entire game plan was built around on Friday night. Hollywood Brown did just fine.
What the Chiefs did to their game plan is exactly what I did in my parlay on Friday night when I saw Xavier Worthy go to the sideline.
Just threw it away.
One of my buddies, Brian, was watching. And I was like, he just watched me. And he didn't say anything. And I just went, and I was like, that's over. And I went in the kitchen and grabbed another rib in depression. And he goes, I noticed you ripped that paper. I know that feeling. It sucks. I'm like, yeah, dude, it sucks. Because I want to bring this up real quick because Mac does fantasy football on Sundays at 9. Phil Yates, your guy, he brought up a rule in fantasy football.
Okay.
And he wants to know if people would get behind this. If a player in your starting lineup on fantasy gets hurt without even registering a stat, you should be able to replace that player with somebody on your bench.
So the Jalen Carter rule, basically, is what we're going after.
Right. No, this is due to injury. This is injury.
A lot of the gambling companies do that. They like give you a set. Like if the guy gets injured before the first quarter ends, a lot of places will give you your money back. I know Underdog for a while, they may still have the underdogs, if you will. Mm-hmm. If somebody gets hurt in the first quarter, they cancel out your bet and give you that opportunity to have that bet back. So I think some of the gambling places online are doing that. I've seen that on a couple of different ones. I don't know if it's a promo for that week only or how it factors in. It may be a promo, but I've definitely seen that. I like that. I don't mind that at all because that's not something that is controllable, if you will, right? Mm-hmm. It's not controllable to get hurt. Now, if you played three quarters or something, forget about it. Tough. He played most of the game. But if you didn't make it through the first quarter or register a stat, however you want to do it, I don't necessarily have a problem with that from a fantasy gambling standpoint. I do have a problem with it if you're spitting on a human being.
I think it was either last year or the year before, DraftKings did it with Mark Andrews. It was like the first drive of the game.
I do remember that, yes.
Because I had a Mark Andrews prop
and
bet.
Everybody got their money back.
Yeah, because I was doing after hours, and it was a Monday night game, I believe, and Mark Andrews on like the third play against Pittsburgh, and he was like, he had two catches already, and then like broke his leg. Is that what it was? Or like his ankle?
It was, yeah, it was something
and
pretty bad.
Like DraftKings the next morning was like, sorry about the misfortunate.
Yes.
Like what happened? Your parlay was part of, you had a prop bet in this parlay of Mark Andrews.
Yep.
You've been rewarded back your whatever you bet on it.
Yeah.
So I was wondering if that was going to happen with Xavier Worthy. I don't believe it did because I didn't get an email. I didn't get a notification.
I had a first quarter bet with Xavier Worthy and I didn't get it back.
Oh, you didn't get it back. Like, so on, they didn't give it to you back on opening night, but maybe later in the season or maybe, something like that. Maybe there's a button you got to click to opt in, you know, to one of those type of deals, which I'm sure it is. You know, you got to opt into that. But it's good business.
Yeah,
like,
come
it's
on,
really
man.
Good business. For the gambling companies, it's not like you're losing a whole lot by doing something like that where everybody had Mark Andrews, let's say, or Xavier Worthy or, you know, you're not going to do it for every single game probably, but if there's an opt-in feature for a certain game or something like that, take advantage of it. It's good business, you know?
An interesting thing, though, by Field Yates to, you know, hey, if that guy gets hurt and then somebody says, only if it's swapped with the lowest scoring bench player of that position. Well...
Who makes the decision to swap it? Because let's say your guy gets hurt, okay? You're at the game. You're not really paying attention to your guy got hurt. Does it automatically sub that guy in for you then?
I think you have to, like, text. Yeah. You probably have to, like, text your commissioner, and he'd have to go in there and, like.
Or do you have to now put, like, the backup player, the first backup player that goes in? Like, maybe that's your bench guy or something like that?
To the text line, this is probably one of maybe more than you think, but somebody on the text line said, I would have loved that rule because I had Hollywood Brown on my bench. Worthy got hurt before he could make a statistical, like, move. I'll put Hollywood Brown in there. Okay, sorry that the rule's there. It just so happened that Hollywood Brown would go off for 10 for 99 and get me 29 points. Sorry.
Yeah.
That's the rule.
Yeah. You'd have been laughing at me had I left him on my bench all day, right? Ah, you met Hollywood Brown and didn't play him. You're a moron. Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
And then, of course, what if you take the under on their prop bet and they get hurt? Do they still cancel it?
That's a great question.
I mean,
I'd be pissed at that point, right? Yeah.
I would say they don't cancel.
But how many
people
are doing a parlay and taking the unders? Like, all of us pretty much take the overs on stuff,
right?
Oh,
I take unders all the time.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But like first quarter bet, I would take unders too.
Yeah,
but
under
I
scores. It was 2 years ago. No, is it last year or 2 years ago? I took the under Keenan Allen receiving yards it was 2 years ago. Because that's when, like, the Chiefs just didn't give up 100 yards to a wide receiver. And Keenan Allen's number was like 79.5. I'm like, no way LeJarius Sneed's doing that. And he had 56 going into, like, their last drive, and Herbert threw a pick, and it was going to Keenan Allen for, like, 35 yards. And I was like, thank you.
Hell yeah.
It's like Malik Nabers over the weekend, 3 yards short of, you know, hitting the over, right?
Yep, right.
You're rooting for stuff like that. That's an interesting one on the under, that you probably reward those people
probably
that had the under, and if it's a severe injury like a Mark Andrews, again, we keep going back to that because that's the one everybody's talking about, then you've got the ability to reward those people who took the over, but also give the people their winnings if they took the
under.
Because,
like, imagine a couple years ago, you had Aaron Rodgers, your starting quarterback. Third play of the game, drops back, boom, Achilles. Totally. You're like, well, I guess I'm out on quarterback. Like, at least this week, George Kittle got me 3 for 13 and a touchdown. I was like, sweet, dude. Like,
yep,
appreciate you. That's great. But anyways, so report cards are out after week one when it comes to quarterbacks in the league. Josh Allen seems to be the teacher's pet. He got an A++++.
Wow.
He did extra credit and more. Lamar Jackson got an A-. Bryce Young got a D.
I'm surprised he got that high.
Caleb Williams got a C. Joe Burrow, Drew Nixon's guy, got a D. Joe Flacco.
BBL stinky.
No doubt. Joe Flacco got a B. Dak Prescott, Mac, our guy, he got an A.
Let's go.
And Bo Nix, Bob, your guy, he got an F.
He got an F, yeah.
So then you go, well, what did Patrick Mahomes get? Well,
what did Caleb get?
A C. So let me tell you. I'll tell you something, Dust Man. Here's how they evaluate it, according to Bleacher Report, which is where you can find this. Score 27-21, loss versus Los Angeles Chargers. Stat line for Mahomes, 24-39, 258, a touchdown, 6 carries for 57 yards, and a touchdown. That's a pretty good game. Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes is something truly special. Once or twice per game, he's going to make a play that makes onlookers simply shake their head and smile. But even he needs help, which has been proved on the biggest stage twice now. The Chiefs' two biggest concerns entering the season centered on the left side of their offensive line and the weapons around the quarterback. Kansas City appears to have two good young offensive linemen in Josh Simmons and Kingsley Suamattia. However, both allowed multiple pressures against the Los Angeles Chargers. Kansas City is still trying to figure out who is going to be its top receiving threat beyond tight end Travis Kelce. Hollywood Brown played well against the Chargers with 10 receptions for 99 yards, but he will need to be the same type of weapon on a weekly basis? Question mark. Mahomes can do so much, but he can't do everything. Mahomes great? B.
What?
Yeah.
I'm confused.
Mahomes was amazing. He made otherworldly plays. The other guys weren't that good. Mahomes B.
B. That's right.
What?
Well, CDL stinking.
Yeah, but it's because he's got the stupid bar that, you know, he's held up against every single time.
Dumb.
Because
was it really a B performance?
No.
Like, I'm not trying to sound like a homer. So.
The first half was a little iffy.
It was iffy. But also, I mean, you lost your guy again. Yeah. There is a shell shock to be had from that. Like, there are times where we don't understand that these guys are human beings at first. And when an injury like that happens and your entire game plan was put in to showcase Xavier Worthy on opening night and he's taken out, that changes everything. That drastically changes the world. Now, everybody's also acting like the Chiefs didn't do anything to try to address these positions. And oh, my God, they had the damn suspension, which, I mean, if this is Jalen Carter, he probably doesn't get suspended. They had the suspension of the wide receiver, and then they suffered an injury. Had they not suffered the injury to Xavier Worthy, they probably win that football game, and nobody's complaining about the wide receivers. But they suffered an injury. Go to every team in the NFL and take away their best weapon, and you tell me how they're going to do. And nobody has a superstar backing up a superstar. And that's sometimes the way that people get out of whack with the way that they look at things. Where's the next Xavier Worthy? He's on another team. The NFL does not lend itself to having a superstar backing up a superstar backing up a superstar. When you suffer injuries and suspension on this, you are on your third deep. And nobody's number three wide receiver is a number one anywhere in this league.
How many points did the Chiefs score on Friday night?
21.
Yeah. And Mahomes accounted for how many of those scores?
All of them,
right?
Well, through two and wearing in one, right? Yeah. So counted for all of them.
So, again, I'm confused as
I guess they ran in one. Yeah, so, fine. But you're right. You're right. Two. 14 to 21. 66%.
Yeah. 66% of the offense, B.
And yeah.
So,
90.7% of the yards, B.
B. 90.7 is an A. Even
That's
if it's an A-.
I was going to say, even if you're an A-, come on, man.
It's an A. But it doesn't matter.
Whatever.
It would appear that it's fine. But it would appear that all the focus, and maybe for the right reasons, is on Buffalo and Josh Allen. Lamar Jackson, back-to-back MVPs, right? Then Josh Allen won MVP. So
it's Josh Allen and everybody else, no one better. At this point, I just don't know how you deny that. The dude at this point is pretty much inevitable.
Inevitable.
Wow.
It's Josh Allen and everybody else, no one better. At this point, I just don't know how you deny that. The dude at this point is pretty much inevitable.
Inevitable to have a great regular season and lose to the Chiefs in the playoffs.
Yep. Literally.
Again, we're getting caught up in week one and we're losing our minds in week one. When Josh Allen plays against Patrick Mahomes, no dice. I mean, Teddy Bruschi was on there the other day talking about Buffalo and Baltimore being the battle of little brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Even after the Chiefs had already lost that game to the Chargers, he's talking about that being a battle for the little brothers and says, until you beat Kansas City, I really don't care. And that's the right way to look at it. Until you beat the Chiefs in the playoffs, I really don't care what Josh Allen does in the regular season. Can we marvel at it? Yeah, he was great the other night. It was fun. But at the end of the day, the yeah, but is, yeah, but you still haven't beaten Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs. Until that happens, you can't say things are inevitable. Rack 'em.
Rack 'em, rack 'em, rack 'em. Great YouTube video back in the day. Rack 'em, Willie. Look it up whenever you're bored. Yeah, look, Josh Allen is an amazing quarterback.
Unbelievable. Had a great game.
The only reason that the Chiefs were in that game 21-27, is because of Patrick Mahomes also being inevitable, right? The throw to Juju Smith-Schuster, the little flip, whatever that was, where you're like, oh my God, this is giving me flashbacks to the Tampa Bay Super Bowl where he's parallel to the ground, and then it just makes it happen. Again, I understand that Josh Allen is good. I don't think he is far and away. Now, again, that's Rome. Far and away, best quarterback ever. Arugula. So, like, I get where he's coming from. Week one, Josh Allen was probably, not probably, Josh Allen was the best quarterback in the league.
No doubt. One. No question.
But far and away in the league, but it would appear A++ from Bleacher Report, Patrick Mahomes, B. Josh Allen, Bills, 1-0, best win so far in the year. Might that be the best game of the entire year? Probably. But I will still need to see the evidence. Like, until I say the Chiefs are no longer that team, I need to see the falter of a season. If this is it, it sucks, but I'll understand that, okay, they're not far and away the best team in the league anymore. Right. There are other teams that have caught up. There are changes that need to be made. There are processes that need to be changed, and there are positions that probably need to be swapped out. But until that happens, I'm going to hold on to what I know. A team that's gone to the Super Bowl 5 times and won it 3. A team that has won the AFC West for 9 consecutive seasons. Mm-hmm. A team that has been in the AFC Championship game every single year that their quarterback has started. And a stat where their quarterback's the quarterback's shortest season was overtime loss in an AFC Championship game. Mm-hmm. That stat alone is insane. That's one that Cody Tapp loves as well, which is Mahomes' earliest exit of a season was overtime in an AFC Championship
game. That's right, yeah.
So until that changes, then we can talk. You can call me bias, you can call me homer all you want. I'm going off of stats.
And I'm going off of just winning when it matters most. And I hate to be the wet blanket here, but I'll play that part very well. You think Buffalo's going to be able to score 40-some points every single week and have to outscore that defense? Because if you're a Bills fan, you're like, yeah, that was a great win. But I'm looking at that and I'm going, this is not sustainable. We have seen this. We saw this in 2003 here in Kansas City, where our offense was unbelievable and we're winning games 38-35 every single week. And then week 10 happened against Cincinnati and they lost. And then they went to Minnesota and lost. And inside that locker room, that's when the defense started yelling at the offense and it all crumbled from there. It was Eric Hicks yelling at Eric Hicks and him yelling back. And it was a mess inside that locker room. And the Chiefs got bounced in the playoffs that year, obviously in the no punt game. It's not sustainable to not have a defense. And if Buffalo is going to be that team that has to score 40-plus points every game to outscore their own defense, that's not sustainable, and that's not a recipe for success in January and February either.
The other side of the coin that I want to get to is, were we too quick to judge, or do we still need time when it comes to Justin Herbert? Because this stat came out yesterday, I believe from a Charger source, from @BoltUpYo. I can't imagine that's like a Cleveland Browns Twitter handle, @BoltUpYo. But they do give interesting comparisons. And the comparison they give to Justin Herbert is the comparison to Peyton Manning in his first 4 years in the league. Games started for Justin Herbert, 79. Games started for Peyton Manning, 80. Passing yards for Justin Herbert, 21,000. Peyton Manning, 20,000. Passing touchdowns for Justin Herbert, 137. Peyton Manning, 138. Interceptions for Justin Herbert, 45. Peyton Manning, 100.
That's a huge number. That's the outlier.
It's almost
right
55.
There.
Playoff record for Justin Herbert, 0-2. Playoff record for Peyton Manning, 0-3. Coaches for Herbert, 3. Coaches for Peyton, 2.
Mm-hmm.
Are we too early to judge what Justin Herbert could possibly be in the NFL? Because we were all Herbert's out of the top 5.
I had him at 7, to be fair, but yes.
But again, what I said was out of the top 5.
Yep.
Right? And I had him 7-8, somewhere around there. I had him with Matthew Stafford in that same sort of category, not far away from Dak Prescott. But kind of alarming that in the first 4 years of his career, in the first 4 years of Peyton Manning's career, I wonder if those narratives were true about Peyton. Can he do it? Can he get there? Can he be the guy? Tom Brady's in the league. Patrick Mahomes in the league. Peyton Manning still got a Super Bowl, got 2 of them with 2 different teams, went to 3. Is it too early on Justin Herbert to say, well, he just doesn't have it?
Well, I think with Justin Herbert, he only has 400 or 500 basically more yards passing in that same time span as Peyton Manning. And this is much more of a passing league than it was when Peyton Manning first came on the scene. From 98 to 2002, we're still talking about running backs. I mean, Priest Holmes was still scoring 30 touchdowns a game because the running back was a big, you know, thing. So you look at yards, and I would still favor Peyton Manning. The interception thing is the one that jumps out to me more than anything. Like, that's a wild number. that Peyton Manning has 100 interceptions and Justin Herbert has only 45. But I mean, I think in this day and age and the way we view sports, the book has already been written on Justin Herbert, right? Like we do that. We jump it. Like we're talking about week one of the NFL season, like it's going to determine and define everything that takes place in this league. With Peyton Manning, I just like felt it was different because it was new at the time, right? He was one of the first quarterbacks to really turn this league from a rushing league to a passing. Remember, they traded Marshall Faulk, right, to the Rams right before Peyton Manning got there, kind of started to create that passing team, if you will, in Indianapolis. And so it kind of took off, and they kind of laid the groundwork for where it is all there. It just looked different with Peyton Manning for me. Like, I had confidence, like, when you strapped it up in a playoff game, even though the numbers won't say it there at the early part of his career, you just felt like Peyton Manning was going to win. You felt comfortable with Peyton Manning. I don't get those same vibes from Justin Herbert. Again, that's just me saying that. I don't get those vibes from Justin Herbert. And he was brutal in the two playoff games that we got to see him in.
Do you guys believe that the fear factor against the Chiefs is no longer something that people worry about? Like, do you believe that when you play the Chiefs, you're like, oh, man, it's the Chiefs? Or do you think it's like, it's just another game? We got to play against a team that just so happens to be called the Kansas City
Chiefs. You're talking fans, you're talking players.
I'm talking about teams.
Teams, if they're smart, they probably do. If they're caught up in the moment and...
Like, is that fear factor still there that says Kansas City Chiefs?
Should be. It absolutely should be. But is it? I don't think Philadelphia has that going into
the
game.
No, I don't think Philadelphia has that. And you're right, it should be, Bob. And that was... Yeah, I don't think it is, but I think that's the positive because it should be.
It should be.
And that's going to bite them in the ass.
It really is because teams are going to start taking this. Ah, the Chiefs are done. Whatever. Washed. Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, Travis Kelce. And maybe the Eagles do that this weekend. Yeah, we beat them in the Super Bowl. Just beat Dallas. Blah, blah. We got this. We're going to throw our hats out there and see what happens. And again, the Chiefs have a much better leader in Andy Reid than the Eagles have in Nick Sirianni.
Coming up on the other side, there is a new stadium information that came out. It does not involve Kansas City. Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Creed Humphrey, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
From the 5-6-3, there was never a fear factor. Everyone got up for the Chiefs. To think that's going to stop because sports media people say the Chiefs don't have it no more is beyond ridiculous. I'm sorry. To me...
What the hell was that?
To me, a fear factor is when you're in the fourth quarter and there's 8 minutes left on the clock and you're only up by three, you're going, well, we can't get the ball back to Mahomes. Is that not the definition of a fear factor?
No, that is. That's okay. Like with 13 seconds left, you don't want to get that ball back to Patrick Mahomes. That's a fear factor. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I just wanted to check that out.
Yeah.
And then apparently I did this wrong. Please at least try to research information when quote tweeting information. Peyton Manning definitely did not have 100 interceptions in his first four seasons. A quick internet search will prove that incorrect. Thank you, 785. Then what was the number if you added it all up?
Yeah, because that's where I was like 100 interceptions in his first. That's 25 interceptions a year.
Kiss my ass. Well, I just want to make sure. I mean, sorry that I disappointed you today, sir. I really am. If you could give me the number, that'd be great since you did the research. I just thought it was interesting that a lot of people give up on Justin Herbert so quickly. And, you know, Peyton Manning took a little bit of a while because, you know, he had a guy in his league as well that was pretty dominant when it came to the playoffs. So let's see here. You got your calculator ready? Peyton Manning's first year interceptions. Let's go up here. Stats. There they are. 26, 26, 33, 26. Those are his first 4 years.
That's over 100, yeah.
Where's that?
Pro football.
I've got 28, 15, 15, 23.
Oh, I was reading touchdowns. Sorry, yeah. 28, 15, 15, 23. So that's 30 plus 23 is 53 plus 28.
81.
81. 81.
Still a big number.
Still huge.
And Justin Herbert.
Still more than double. Right about double of what Justin Herbert had. What, 45? So just 9 less than double. Still a big number.
Yeah.
Yeah, 111 to 81.
It's 81, Dusty, you schmuck. There we go. There we go. Got some lovely people out in this world.
So coming up at 9 o'clock, we'll have Matt Cotrero join the show, and then we'll have Kyle Brandt join the show shortly after on today's edition of Fesco and Dusty. But yesterday, the Denver Broncos announced they got a new stadium.
Yeah, they're doing it themselves, right? They're building a new retractable dome stadium in Denver, right? And the owners of the franchise, Walmart, basically paying for their new stadium. And this is now the third team in a four-team division that has a new stadium coming on. You know, the Raiders obviously have theirs. The Chargers have theirs. Now the Broncos are going to have theirs. And are the Chiefs going to be the fourth team in the AFC West to go and decide that they're going to do their own stadium and build their own new ballpark? Or are they going to consider and still consider renovations to Arrowhead Stadium? I don't know what the answer is to that question. I've heard things over the last couple of weeks. There's some rumblings that maybe Kansas has a slight edge now in building a new stadium. But you got to think stuff like this makes the Chiefs say, guys, it's time. Because now the Bears are announcing a new stadium as well. They're building a brand new dome stadium. Also, Washington is building a brand new dome stadium. To me now, this is more about the what's best for Kansas City for an overall town than what's best for just the Chiefs on game day. And what's best for this team and for this city for overall is for that dome stadium. So we are back in the rotation for everything that matters in sports and entertainment in the United States. But the other key thing that factors in, and keep this in mind when you're looking at free agency, because that's where this really does factor in, cash on hand. When you give out signing bonuses, you have to have that cash on hand. And every dollar that you generate from your stadium is money you get to keep as your organization. You do not have to share any monies generated at your stadium with the 31 other teams. And that's the big deal. The more money that the Chiefs can generate, the bigger the signing bonuses can be, and then they can outspend other teams in the offseason to get those coveted free agents that everybody wants. Or you have that money in your coffer to reward Andy Reid with a new big time contract, or Brett Veach or Mark Donovan, whoever that, you know, the case may be that you want to pay and keep. You've got to have that money on hand. And if you don't have the stadium generating the money that your peers do, you are being left behind. And now, based on the fact that this is the third of four teams in the division to go online with a new stadium, they're opening in 2031, and also two other teams in Washington and Chicago coming online with new dome stadiums, I really do think it's time for the Chiefs to have to seriously have that conversation of what's best for the overall growth of Kansas City, and really what's best for the franchise. And what's best for the franchise from a money standpoint is to build that new stadium. The other thing that came out yesterday, and this came from the Kansas City Star, which I found to be very interesting. Folks who own Asperia, the Sprint Campus, 119th and all now, have proposed to the city of Overland Park that they want to create an activity district at the old Sprint Campus involving mixed use of restaurants and all that kind of stuff, which is what we've been kind of telling you about to lead up to the Royals being at 119th and Knoll in Overland Park. So it's going to be interesting to see how this Broncos thing does affect what the Chiefs want to do, and if they start to realize, hey, we have to truly keep up with the Joneses in this situation, otherwise we're going to be left behind. And when free agency comes and they don't have the money to go to bat because they don't have the cash on hand to pay out these big signing bonuses, but they would if they had that new stadium and they're generating money 365 days a year at that venue.
From the text line, the Broncos owner is paying for the stadium by himself, way different than anything KC is doing. We would all support Hunt or Sherman paying for their own stadium, and they should.
Yeah, right. It's very unique to see somebody do that. Very different. That's not the norm.
Because what, Jerry did it, Denver's done it.
And L.A.
And L.A. And then everybody says, the Chargers didn't get a new stadium. They moved into the Rams' house because they got evicted.
Mm-hmm. They didn't get evicted from anywhere. They left San Diego because they couldn't get a new stadium there. New stadium came on board. They had the opportunity to jump on, so they did. But they still have a new stadium. They're not playing in a soccer stadium.
Right. And then they have the pictures of the Broncos stadium. I feel like Denver's a place that doesn't need a roof or a dome. I want the, because I've been to Denver Stadium. And I just, fortunately, I had really good viewing seats. In fact, the game I went to is when Mahomes' kneecap got separated.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And where our seats were like in the back of the end zone, but up higher. Mm-hmm. And you could literally see like the mountain range in
beautiful,
the back.
Right?
And I was like, this is really awesome. Yeah. Like, it should always be an open
way to
environment.
Go to a baseball game and hit the bar in the top of the right field bleachers.
I've been to Coors. I haven't seen that.
That's Eric. New. It's fairly new.
Okay.
Well, I say fairly new. I was there 10 years
ago. I mean, it's been 20 years since I've seen Coors Stadium, Coors Field. But yeah, I thought it was, I don't know, Denver was just one of those places where I'm like, this is always, and plus, like, the elements support Denver, right? Like in New England, like Gillette. Like I doubt New England would ever have a dome.
Well, it's a retractable dome, so they can decide to open it or close it.
But I would keep it open. If it's going to be snowy, they're going to close that thing, obviously.
And somebody got into that discussion yesterday, actually, on X. His name is Troy Rank, I believe his name is. He works out in Denver in the media. And somebody said, man, with all the snow games Denver has. And he goes, well, I've been covering this team for like 30 years. I remember like five snow games, right? Mm. There hasn't been that many snow games up in Denver where you need to have that, you know, that retractable roof. Yeah, the Chiefs were involved in one a couple of years ago.
But it
sure seems like we think there's more snow games in Denver than there actually are more snow games. But you don't have the retractable roof for game day. I'd keep it open air all unless you have like a Dolphin playoff game and people are losing their limbs. But other than that, I'd keep it open. I'd have all the elements. You just make the retractable roof so you can do the Super Bowl, the Final Four, WWE, concerts, all that kind of stuff that people want to go to.
Mac, your guy might be signing somewhere other than Kansas City. Free agent edge rusher Jadeveon Clowney is visiting the Cowboys.
Wow. Well, they need an edge rusher. They had a guy. I mean, that right there is Jerry Jones in a nutshell. You had a superstar. You got rid of him, created a void, and now you're signing a guy who's played for every team in the NFL.
Love the Chiefs to go get him. Would love it.
Oh, man. Jerry Jones created an issue that he had to fix.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. He'll spend $100 million, $150 million less to do it. But
I know our poll question was percentage chances on getting a win against Philadelphia. We'll revisit that. Obviously, we'll have Matt Cotrero coming up. What are the percentage chances Jerry Jones gets Jadeveon Clowney's name right? We're bringing in Jason. He should be really James is going to be really helpful on the outside edge. In fact, I was only like 91 years old when he knocked the helmet off that Michigan kid in that game after New Year's Day. It wasn't a wet biscuit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Coming up, the Royals dropped it last night. They're four games out of the wild card. There's a few questions we have. Matt Cotrero will join us next to answer those for you on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Who's having sex with Jerry Jones?
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Chris Jones, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza. New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
The bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have 3 Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.